Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah says, HaKotzer Balayla, VeHame'amer, VeHasomeh, Yesh Lahem Shikha. If somebody is harvesting at nighttime, or he's Me'amer, he's bringing in the bundles of harvested grain at night to the threshing floor, he wants to bring it inside, VeHasomeh. Or if you have a blind person, Yesh Lahem Shikha. The laws of Shikha apply to them. A person may think, you know what? We learned it in earlier Mishnah. In the Mishnah in last Perek, we spoke about if a poor person blocks the Shikha, if he blocks the view. We said, that's not really Shikha. Something external blocked off the owner of the farm from seeing the bundle. So therefore, you can't claim that there's Shikha. The question would be in this Mishnah, we have an external force, Laila, nighttime, or the fact that a man's blind, or something like that. You'd think Shikha wouldn't apply over here because there's something there that's blocking the person from seeing properly. The answer would be no, it's very, very different over here because it's not an outside factor. The person who's harvesting currently is fully aware of the situation that he's in. He knows he's blind. He knows he's harvesting at night and he's still deciding to harvest. He forgot something. That bundle was forgotten, as opposed to the situation with the ani, with the poor person. The poor person was blocking it. The farmer didn't know that something was being blocked. He wasn't aware that something was being forgotten. Therefore, the situations are very different. And over here, we would say that this person has shikha. Mishnah continues. V'im haya mitkaven litol et hagas, hagas en lo shikha. If somebody was harvesting grain, and he intended only to take the very thick stalks first, and then he would come back for the thin ones later on, we would say, this situation is not shikha. If he leaves stalks over there, he could return and get everything that was overlooked. We don't say that he overlooked some stalks and therefore it's gone. Since the harvest happened in a very unusual manner, Hachamim learn out that there can't be shikha with this type of harvesting. Shikha could only apply in harvesting that was very normal. Last case of the Mishnah, Im amar hare ani kotzer al menat ma she'ani shokheach ani etol yesh lo shikha. Somebody's harvesting and he says, I'm only harvesting under the condition that I can return and get and take whatever I forgot. That's a condition that the person's putting in that goes against the Torah. The Torah says if you forget something, you can't come in and return it. So we say this situation, yesh lo shikha, this person's condition that he made, I'm only harvesting under this assumption, is not valid. You forgot something, it's going to be shikha. I don't care what you say. That's how the Mishnah concludes.